Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. This was recorded on Facebook Live. I hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, I won't be able to go live this afternoon, but I still wanted to give some like encouraging message today. So my message today is about stopping. And I was kind of talking about this with some people yesterday, and I'm like, this would make an awesome Facebook Live for tomorrow. And here we are tomorrow. But so this is just something that I really wanted to talk about and just encourage you guys with. And so this started yesterday when so I'll do social media research, as I call it, where I'll kind of look at what people who have a following and who have momentum do, and see just like what works and what doesn't. You know, that's like how you become successful. You see what works and then you do it, right? That's kind of how it rolls. But like, so I'm kind of researching, and I'm kind of like looking at what young people do. And so there was this little girl, I think she was like 11 at the time, and she had raised $20,000 for a website she started. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. And I was listening to her talk and like her live presentations. I'm like, wow, she's got inspiration. And so she's got this whole website. She's got this whole thing of how she can like just keep going and keep moving forward. And then I log on one day to our website to see how she's going forward, and it's like gone. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. I look on her Facebook page, she hasn't posted anything since February. And I'm like, what just happened? Why did she stop? Why did she quit? She had all this following. She had people who practically like would follow her to the ends of the earth, you know? And I'm just like, why would people stop? Or why would she stop? And I was just so confused. I was like, what? And so also yesterday, or 2 years ago, there I was introduced to these two girls who started a baking YouTube channel. And I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool, because well, my sister and I love to cook. And I'm like, hey, that's so cool. Some two little girls like to take their passion and do something with it. I love how people do that. But so I was kind of watching them, and it turns out they had made some pretty generous money, not just for little girls, but for people. And anyway, it was just so cool. And they had pretty good videos, you know, but I think their highest video was like 127,000, yeah, 127,000 million views. That's like their top line. I'm like, that's so cool. And so yesterday I logged on, I'm like, I wonder how they're doing, because I didn't check up on them in 2 years. They hadn't posted anything in 6 months. I'm like, what? They were 200,000 people away from a million subscribers. I'm like, why did they stop? They had so many, they had this huge momentum going. I was just so frustrated. Like, I was like, why did they quit? Why do people quit? And I just got so like upset, not towards them, but just towards like, just like the whole thing of like why people quit. And so, I don't know, just, I guess, don't quit. I want to keep doing these lives, even if I don't feel like it. Today, I actually was like planning, I'm like, ah, maybe I won't do it this week. And then I was talking, I was telling some people about this, of what I was kind of researching. And then I was like, ah, I can't quit. Once you quit, once you don't do it for a week, this has almost happened before. We're like, I didn't do it for 1 week, like something came up, and I'm like, ah, dang it. And then it's Thursday again, and I'm like, I have to do it this week. I see where this is going. I see where this is going to go downhill quickly. If I don't post this week, because I didn't post the week before, if I don't post this week, this is not going to end well. So I did it that week, and honestly, it was not one of my best, but I did it. And I'm just like, ah, oh, good, it's done, it's finished. So today I was like, I have to do my live today. I cannot lose a week. And it's not really a pride thing, but just kind of a momentum thing. If you've got something going, you got to keep it. Once you stop, it's like you're running really hard, and once you're like, oh, I'm getting really tired, you got to keep going. Because once you see how comfortable you can be stopping, you're not going to keep going. There was a story of these, it's like it's a team motivational exercise. Here, I can stop. There we go. Of like where you take your team and you climb a mountain. How cool would that be? And then halfway up the mountain, there's a restaurant where, you know, you can take off your hiking, you can take off your climbing gear and get some coffee, get some food, and like watch some TV by the fire. And they say less than half continue up to reach the top of the mountain because they've experienced comfort. They've experienced what it's like to just relax. You know, they're like, oh, you know, I've come pretty far. This is pretty good for me. I think I'll just cruise here. And half of them stop, which is pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought that was an interesting story that kind of demonstrates my point. Because once we like, it's okay if we stop for a week. You know, I need to get some relax. I need a rest, you know. But that's how it starts. You take, like, you missed one, I don't know. But, like, you just don't stop. Stop stopping. You need to keep, I know it's kind of cliche for somebody to talk about not quitting. But it's so important just how quickly it can escalate. Like, that escalated quickly. Like, you miss 1 week, suddenly you've disappeared off the face of the earth for, what, 6 months? And you're just like, what just happened? But, so just stop stopping. Stop stopping. You've got momentum going behind you, whether you realize it or not. You've come too far to quit. One of my favorite songs right now is No Turning Back. Like, it's kind of jazz. It's kind of not jazzy. It's like poppy, kind of. Got some pop in it. It's got like no turning back. But anyway, it's just like really encouraging to me because I'm like, no matter how, we've all gone too far to turn back now. We gotta keep, we've come too far to turn back now. We'll keep pushing through it all somehow. That's like my favorite line in that song. But it's so true. We gotta keep pushing through. So stop stopping. Be encouraged. I will see you guys next week. I'm gonna count on myself. I'm gonna keep myself accountable for that. So think of something that you can keep yourself accountable. What is it? What would be, like, you know, reading that chapter of a book that you told yourself you were gonna read? Would it be, I don't know, playing out, I don't know, kids, would it be telling yourself you were gonna play outside and get some exercise this week? You know, just things like that. What did you tell yourself you were gonna do that you didn't? How, I think I said this in another live, like, how are those New Year's resolutions going? But stop, don't be discouraged, don't beat yourself up about it, no guilt, shame, or whatever, just keep going. Just stop stopping. You need to keep going. You've got momentum. What's that one app? Some app has, I don't know, it's popular. I can't name it off the top of my head right now. But, it's Snapchat. Snapchat. Don't they have, like, some momentum streak where, like, if you log in every day, you'll get, like, some badge or I don't know what the thing. But I think, like, we could find some way to, like, make a calendar. What did you tell yourself you were going to do? Put a sticker or a smiley face every time you did something that you told yourself you were going to do. So I hope that was a little encouraging. It was encouraging for me that I'm still doing it, even though I won't be able to do it this afternoon. But be encouraged and just stop stopping. That's the whole thing. Just keep going. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much. Bye.